disturbing memory into visitors' minds, making them think twice about trespassing again. Then finally, there are the asylums, in my opinion, the most disturbing of the lot. Before therapeutic drug treatments were available, back when mental illness was hardly understood, the only way to control abnormal behavior was by force. Rather than managing their illness at home with their families, the mentally ill were locked up by the thousands in mega facilities designed to work like prisons. The only difference was that prison inmates weren't subjected to the cruel and painful treatments that mental patients were. While it was easy to check into a lunatic asylum, checking out was almost impossible. So many patients lived and died there, only to live again as spirits trapped in the building that claimed their lives. Witnessing an apparition is one thing, but encountering a mentally insane one is quite another. Whether staff or patients, mental institutions house a disturbing cast of characters. Case in point, Taunton State Hospital. This Massachusetts asylum was a long-term home to Jolly Jane, a former nurse and serial killer. It's estimated she killed 31 of her patients. I suppose it's patients like Jane that made people feel relieved that asylums were under such a strong lock and key. As time went on, doctors became better at their craft. They cured the incurable diseases and found better ways to help the thousands of